Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Hey there, Buffalo Bills fans, and welcome back to Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast here on BuffaloRumblings.com and everywhere else you go to find your podcasts. My name is John Boccacino. I am here flying solo as my co-host Jamie D'Amico is on his honeymoon in Italy. We wish him nothing but the best on his honeymoon trip. I know that Jamie, if he were here, would have a lot to say about what happened in Sunday's week four contest between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. Unfortunately, for too many times now in the history of this rivalry between Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the Buffalo Bills, the Bills did not do enough to come away with a victory, falling 16-10 on a sunsplash Sunday at New Era Field to suffer their first loss of the year, while the Patriots improved to 4-0. We're going to recap all of the key plays from Sunday's Week 4 loss for the Bills, but I want to start with a play that really is standing out in a lot of Bills fans' minds, and it's the hit that Jonathan Jones levied on Josh Allen early in the fourth quarter that sent the Buffalo Bills' promising second-year quarterback into the concussion protocol. Now, at that point in the game, Josh Allen had been going through his worst day as a pro. He tossed three interceptions. He gave the Bills mediocre quarterback play on a day when even average quarterback play would have meant the Bills would have most likely beaten the reigning defending Super Bowl champions out there, because the defense played out of their minds. We'll get into the defensive skills and accolades in a little bit, but I want to focus on this big hit that Jonathan Jones levied. And the critical part about the play for me is the timing of the fact that, you know, if Josh Allen could somehow stay on the field, I don't know if he would have had enough guile and talent to guide the Bills downfield for one more touchdown that would have led the Bills to the lead over the Patriots. On the play, he's taking off and he's running after fleeing the pocket. And then Jonathan Jones is not the first defender to wrap him up on the play. Rather, he was the second one. The play was still in progress. Allen was still fighting for extra yardage, and Allen leaned his head down, kind of taking on any sort of a physicality that might come his way on the play, which of course led him to being a victim out there, where Jonathan Jones was able to levy a vicious hit on him. It was helmet to helmet. It did not receive a game ejection for Jones. He was flagged on the play, but in a real cruel twist of fate, Buffalo had a holding penalty on that play, which of course negated the big helmet-to-helmet hit from Jonathan Jones. And really what's unfortunate is if you watch the replay of this, Jonathan Jones was not flagged for a helmet-to-helmet violation. There isn't even a rule for such a circumstance of the play where Allen was a runner who had not given himself up. He was still fighting and still vying for extra yards. And in fact, the penalty was for unnecessary roughness. Unfortunately, as far as the play was concerned for Josh Allen, it was not a helmet-to-helmet hit. It was unnecessary roughness, and Jonathan Jones was not ejected from the game for the hit, which, of course, had the whole crowd at New Era Field in a stunned silence, watching their franchise quarterback lying on the turf. He was knocked unconscious for a bit. You know, Josh was okay. He ran off under his own power. He actually ran past the end zone where our seats are at New Era Field and kind of implored the crowd to get loud, because at that point, again, it was still a 16-10 game. The Bills still had every opportunity to come back and take this victory away from the Patriots. Unfortunately, Matt Barkley was not able to complete the comeback. He did move in and move the offense down the field a couple of times. The Bills had a first and goal from the 3. That was really one of the key sequences for me in this game. after all of the bad Josh Allen. And Josh was, no other word to put it, terrible on Sunday. He was 13 of 28 for 153 yards and three interceptions. He only had one effective drive, Josh did, the entire game, and that was coming out of the locker room in the second quarter. The Bills go 6 of 6 for 69 yards with Josh Allen passing the ball, moving downfield. They get a one-yard touchdown run by Allen, who scored the first and only touchdown against the Patriots' vaunted defense so far this year. In a game that Buffalo would lose 16-10, Josh Allen's mistakes really came back to bite, you know, Buffalo. And every time that Bill Belichick tried to dial up, you know, Bill Belichick is known for confusing and confounding rookie and young quarterbacks, and he did that in full effect on Sunday. He was basically daring Josh to throw the deep ball, and when Josh did throw the deep ball, he badly either overthrew his targets or didn't get a lot of help from Zay Jones. And Zay Jones, to me, had a terrible, terrible game for Buffalo. There were two different times when Jones was the target of a deep ball that got picked off, and on each one of the throws, it looked like Zay had a chance to come back and either make a play on the ball or make it more difficult for the Patriots defender to come away with the interception. And each time, Zay did very little of his own ability to try to make a play and prevent the possession changing, going from Buffalo's possession to New England's possession. He basically just stood there and watched the play unfold in front of him, which is just inexcusable for a receiver who is expected to be a very solid contributor to the offensive schemes here for Brian Daboll. And really what's frustrating is the Patriots, again, they know how to do this. They know how to limit opposing quarterbacks and make them very uncomfortable. And, you know, Josh Allen put forth, again, the worst performance of his career. He severely hamstrung this offense. You know, Frank Gore runs for 100-plus yards, becomes only the fourth back in NFL history to eclipse 15,000 career yards. He was moving the sticks, the Bills were, with the running game, but Josh Allen just was inept, was unable to establish any sort of rhythm. And, you know, the Patriots did two things very solidly on Sunday. They dared Josh Allen to throw deep, and the deep ball has been lacking sorely this entire year for Josh Allen. And they also took away any sort of ground game presence for Allen, who was really contained and not allowed to scramble and do much damage, you know, with his legs. Being forced to live inside the pocket as he was, Allen found life miserable. He only ran three times for 20 yards. He had one critical fumble that ended a promising Bills drive. He had the three other interceptions, of course, that were just backbreakers. And in a game like this, where Buffalo was minus six in the turnover differential, one drive, one possession would have been the key for this game. Buffalo, in spite of all of the shortcomings of Josh Allen, had every right and every opportunity to win this game. And I mentioned Matt Barkley earlier on. I do want to say that Matt Barkley came on in a role where he really did not have any sort of preparation time. You know, he's practicing, but he's not expecting to come in and play with the ones. Now, there were other mistakes that came back to bite Buffalo, too. Steven Hauschka had a 49-yard field goal that he missed on a play that could have had a hurdling penalty called against the Patriots' Jamie Collins. But the key on that sequence was Josh Allen took a bad sack in the first half that knocked Buffalo out of field goal range and made the short field goal that much longer. Hauschka ended up missing it. We expect Hauschka to make those kicks, but he's got to get some help from his quarterback and not tossing the team further behind the field position. Those extra 15 yards came back to really bite, you know, Steven Hauschka. The blocked punt for a touchdown where Buffalo's Corey Bohorquez had no chance to punt the ball. Now, the Patriots said they had seen Buffalo try and line up in this punt formation against the Jets, the Giants, and the Bengals earlier on this year. So I guess give kudos to Bill Belichick for studying the game tape, because he basically brought 10 guys in to bull rush against the Bills on the punt block attempt. And if Corey Bohorquez could have looked up and seen the field in front of him instead of the onslaught that was coming with the punt rush, he would have noticed that he had somebody wide, wide open on the left side of the field. And if a pass gets thrown off there, there could have been a touchdown for Buffalo, because there was nobody, you know, behind the Bills player if the ball had been passed. Unfortunately, there was just no chance for Bohorquez to get off a pass or a punt. They didn't recognize the fact that New England was winning 10 right away. And basically, 8 minutes into this game, the Bills are down 13-0. So from there, Buffalo managed to, you know, it could have been 20-0 too. There were opportunities for Buffalo to really fall behind. Micah Hyde had an interception at the end of the first half when the Patriots were driving, where if he converts that touchdown and it's now a 20-0 game, who knows? The route was on. We wouldn't be talking about, you know, Buffalo earning points for hanging tough and keeping this game more competitive than it should have. Buffalo just confused and confounded the future Hall of Fame quarterback, really limiting his opportunities. I believe it was the lowest quarterback rating in Tom Brady's career with Patriots. With what Buffalo was able to do and clamp down on, again, Tom Brady in the offense. You know, the running game, Sony Michel was bottled up. I believe he only had 65 yards rushing. Tom Brady was 18 of 39 for 150 yards. And the interception that Micah Hyde picked off towards the end of the first half. And New England was held to, I believe, only 11 first downs in this game, too. So if you had told me before the game started that Buffalo would hold Tom Brady to 150 passing, no touchdowns and one interception, that the Patriots would have one total offensive touchdown, and that Buffalo would have 23 first downs compared to 11 for the Patriots, I would have told you the Bills are winning this game in a rout. Unfortunately, another game slips through their fingers. Buffalo had a chance to steal this one, to make a big statement in front of the rest of the National Football League and the television world that was watching this game on Sunday. And unfortunately, Josh Allen laid an egg against another defense, which really should be a thread and a theme for what he has been dealing with so far in his young career here in New York. He is in the concussion protocol, but you know, even when he was out there, Josh Allen was a shell of himself and a shell of the quarterback that you expect to see under center. Or maybe you do expect to see this, because we've talked about it before. The bad Josh Allen has surfaced time and time again, and he says he's going to cut out the mistakes. He says he's going to focus on taking what the defense gave him. Now, the Patriots were an incredible and elite unit on Sunday. They did not give Josh Allen much of anything, but except for a couple of short underneath passes to Cole Beasley, you know, Josh Allen misfired to John Brown several times. He misfired to Dawson Knox several times. He really struggled, and especially on third down. The Bills were just 2 of 13 on third downs, which is a terrible rate that you just cannot carry on if you expect to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. Another area where Buffalo really shot itself in the foot was both the pass protection, because the offensive line did not give Josh any time to find his open receivers. And when he did find receivers, he was overthrowing them and airmailing them. But the offensive line really struggled on Sunday against a good front four for the Patriots. But also the penalties. There were 8 total penalties in the game, costing Buffalo 76 yards of field position. And against a team like the Patriots that lives and feasts off of your mistakes, anytime you make a mistake like that, they will capitalize and take advantage of. And unfortunately, Buffalo could not overcome those 76 penalty yards. Lee Smith himself had a miserable game, 2 false starts and a holding call. At home, having a false start, much less 2, is just inexcusable. And really, you know, the Bills struggled mightily with getting any sort of rhythm on offense. I give a lot of credit to the Patriots and their defense. 5 combined sacks. You know, Deion Dawkins was overwhelmed out there. You know, Mitch Morris and the rest of the offensive line could not do much of anything to slow down what the Patriots were bringing with their defensive pressure. So unfortunately, another loss for the Bills against their older brother, rivals of the Patriots. Matt Barkley, too, by the way, I want to say again, he did come in and played fairly well. Now, granted, Matt Barkley is, I'm sure, prepared by the coaching staff, but he was not ready to come out there and lead this offense against the Bill Belichick's defense. But the, you know, when Buffalo did have a chance, you know, coming out there, there were 4 different possessions after Buffalo trailed 16-10 when the Bills had the ball and they had a chance to take the lead, only down by 6 points. Those drives ended in a turnover on downs, a punt, and an interception. I want to go to the turnover on downs sequence, because to me that was really huge. That was, of course, right after Josh Allen had the hit early in the fourth quarter that knocked him out of the game. Barkley comes in there and he drives downfield. He had a couple of nice passes. Frank Gore had a couple of nice runs to move the sticks, and they have a first and goal. So at the New England 8. But then there was a delay of game penalty because of timeouts left. And that, to me, was horrible clock management. Buffalo lost two timeouts on ill-advised challenges during the game. And you're going into the fourth quarter with no timeouts left. That just completely demoralizes your team. And in a situation when the play clock is running down, Matt Barkley had no choice but to take that delay of game penalty. So facing a second and goal from the 10, Matt Barkley finds John Brown, gets 8 yards down to a third and goal from the 2. And at this point, Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator, makes a big mistake for the Bills. You have a third and goal from the 2. Again, you're down 16-10. Buffalo is desperate for that touchdown that will put them over the hurdle and get the lead. Rather than spreading out the defense in like a 3 or 4 wide set and maybe having Frank Gore out in the backfield, they bring in their heavy set. The Patriots see it coming right away, and they snuff out Frank Gore for a 1 yard loss on the third down play. And then on the fourth down play, another bad route by Zay Jones. The ball is picked off from Matt Barkley, and the Patriots are able to hang on. Now, again, a short field was created from that turnover on downs, but Buffalo just could never do anything. And ends up taking the loss, you know, 16-10 here to suffer their first loss of the season and fall to 3-1. They really squandered an opportunity on Sunday. The defense played out of their minds. It was an absolutely outstanding effort by the defense. I want to go back to the up-tempo series to start the third quarter. Buffalo at this point was down 13-3, and they come out of the locker room going up-tempo, moving 9 plays and 75 yards over 4:23. Josh Allen caps the drive with a 1 yard touchdown plunge. It was the first touchdown against the Patriots all year, and give Buffalo a lot of credit for taking an up-tempo approach and driving downfield and getting to within 13-10. But from there, the Bills were unable to capitalize on their comeback efforts, giving up one field goal to be down 16-10, and again, squandering 4 opportunities to go ahead for the game leading touchdown against the Patriots. Buffalo falls to 3-1. The Patriots stay undefeated at 4-0 on the year. One of the nice parts about this game from a fan perspective is the Bills are not taking this like it was a moral victory. They wanted to win this game. They expected to win this game, and they were disappointed and ticked off that they were not able to win this game. I'll be very curious to see what Buffalo comes up with for week 5 when they take on the Tennessee Titans, who are 2-2 in Nashville. If the Bills really are as good as they think they are, they will be able to come down and get a big win on the road and get back on track heading into their bye week. If the Bills are focused solely on what happened again in the loss and they're stuck in the past, lamenting the fact that Josh Allen might still be in the concussion protocol, they could take a loss to an underrated Tennessee team that has a really good defense and a really erratic offense. Sound familiar, Buffalo Bills fans? Hopefully the Bills come out and Sean McDermott motivates this team to reach the highest heights, because this team is too good to squander defensive gems like the team put forth on Sunday. And again, I want to give credit to the Bills defense. Oh my gosh, even though they didn't get any sacks, I don't believe, on Tom Brady, from Trent Murphy and Star Latuale, Ed Oliver and Jerry Hughes up the middle, doing a great job of getting pressure and not getting sacks, but making Brady feel uncomfortable in the pocket. The linebackers did a tremendous job. You know, Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano are really establishing themselves as an outstanding 1-2 linebacking core, something that Buffalo can count on for years to come. The secondary did a great job matching up against the Patriots receivers. It's just too bad that this game could not end with a win for the Bills, but that's how it goes. We, of course, will recap everything moving forward with your Buffalo Bills here on Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. If you have not already, please make sure to subscribe to our podcast. We look forward to having you guys follow along with us on every single podcasting platform, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and so much more. My name is John Boccacino, putting a bow here on this week 4 recap podcast, getting you ready for the week 5 showdown with the Tennessee Titans.